Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so we're here.
Okay.
All right. Good morning so far. Did you just wake up? My dogs are trailing me.
I've been up for about 10 minutes.
Oh, have you? Okay.
Yes.
10 minutes is good. All right. All right, hold on. And then we've got...
Good
oh, my
God.
It's Tisha and James and me and Sue. Hi, guys. How are you? Tisha, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. So, anyway, Tisha, did I get you? Tisha.
You got
me. Yeah, can you hear
me? All right. Well, I can. You guys, this is the guru, business guru, Tisha. She's an amazing gal. She's been does the goal setting and she also sends her goal or her gratitude list. So she's super cool and she runs a business, owns a business, has a crazy hectic life like we all do. And then you know James is here. Hey James, I'm glad you're here. I don't know if you had a challenging weekend. So and then I've got Sue here. Who wants to start? Who wants to put what's going on in their intention? And I just sent a decree to Tisha, so she got it now. So read it every morning and that kind of thing. Okay, James, why don't you start? Because you're the guy here. You're the great guy. So we all have a voice and a fiancé like you.
Yeah. Do you want me to start with what?
With your intention this week, what's going on? What do you want? And how's it going
okay.
with the decree? And talk to us about the challenge.
All right. So my intention this week is I realized something today that James from the past is nipping James from the future's ass. So what I need to do is fix things that I didn't get done in the past that I needed to get done. And that's what I'm learning this week is I have things that need to be settled, a.k.a. getting my ex and the ex-business partner out of my life, getting the salon that I'm currently at more advertised and get busier, and to get my personal, my taxes and things done. So that's where I'm at right now. And
I'm going to do a side note on that.
It's
been difficult for him, you guys, because it's just messy. When you don't handle it now and have to handle it in the from the past, you don't handle it, it can get messy. It can get you. So what were you going to say? Go ahead.
I lost it.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
That's okay.
All right.
That's
all right. So we'll say a prayer and everything for you guys, too, as well. But I know that's been one of the hardest things to face is fixing the past, dealing with it, making sure it doesn't haunt you right now. And it's haunting you
a little
bit, but not too much. Okay.
It's haunting me a lot. I mean, it's to the point where it's hurting the current relationship I'm in as well. So it's not good at all.
Wow. Okay. Who wants to go next? I'm not going to put you on the spot until... You know, we'll work on that one. How about you, Sue? What do you want to?
Yeah,
I'll
go. So I had set an intention last week to get my spiritual room in order, and I didn't do it. I got a little bit sick over the weekend and didn't have any energy to do anything but lay on the couch. And so I'm gonna just extend that as my intention for this next week to get that going and taken care of.
Good deal.
And then I'm still went to water aerobics again last night, so my intention to get healthier is still in place. So I feel like I'm doing good on that. And yesterday I forgot to have my one Diet Coke, so I don't know how I forgot. But, I have to tell you or share a funny thing. I had my granddaughter stay in the night on Friday night. And on Saturday, it was like about 11 o'clock, which I think I was sitting on the couch and I had my one Diet Coke and one of my granddaughters went and took a sip and I got after her. And then my next granddaughter went to take a sip and I go, don't touch that. I said, I only have one Diet Coke a day. And she says, yeah, three at night.
I like that. That's enough to be. all good. That's cute. Listen, on it, I know I'm working with you and Angel Coaches, but she's like really going to start running with me Saturday mornings. And how does she do that? She's in Utah. I'm here, and in Florida. And so she and I are going to go do a walk. She's going to walk, and we're going to do maybe Matt my run or something, or Matt my walk. And she's going to say we're going to do that together. And I don't know if we'll do it FaceTime it on phone or whatever we do, but we're going to do it together. And she's starting that, so because we're getting ready to run a 5K run. Vicki, welcome. This is Vicki's first time on our morning show. Anyway, Vicki, I'm so glad you're here. Vicki, and I think Miss Lourdes is here too as well. So anyway, you guys, welcome, welcome, welcome. I want to hear your attention. So we all do, not just me, but who am I, but we created this group for everybody. Okay, Keisha, do you want to go next? What's your intention? What do you want to create?
I just want to find God, expect nothing, and just move on to find my higher power and believe in all the time. That's what I want. And being thankful that I'm not sick or anything like that, that I'm having real problems. People are always going to disappoint you. People are always going to do things to you, and if you let them bring you down, then, you know, it's not going to work out. Just got to keep moving on. And that's what I plan on doing.
Okay. All right, here. That's cool. I like that. Moving on. And Tisha's went through a really, really challenging time in the past 24 hours, so we'll just leave it at that. And she's running a business and really connecting with her higher self. Okay. Vicki, I'm here. I'm glad you're here, Vic. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Good morning, Victoria, the entrepreneur of the year. Hey, honey, how are you? Okay. I know. This is amazing. What's your intention? What do you want to create?
I want to create love and abundance and health and prosperity for everyone.
Mostly for yourself, right? Because
amen.
You're prosperous, we know. Yeah, amen to that, right? Guys, I'm going to share this with everybody. All of us have had challenges in love. All of us have had challenges in cash flow. And all of us have a crazy ex, okay? But we, you know what? We want to create the best for our life. Really, we do. And I sent a decree to everybody. I hope you guys are reading it every day. It makes a huge difference. And Miss Lourdes, how are you?
Lourdes. I'm good.
What do you want to create? And tell us what you want to create and give us, and anybody got any affirmation that they're using that works? I say the decree, but.
Well, let me tell you, I'm driving, and the car in front of me has a bumper sticker that says, screw it, let's ride.
Say that again.
That is my answer for the day.
What does the bumper sticker say again? I didn't hear you. What did it say? The bumper sticker? That's cute.
I'm looking for a very, very, very busy couple of 3 days of meetings back to back. And I've been asking what to do, how I'm going to do it, blah, 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 blah. So I am driving, and the car in front of me, it still is in front of me, and it has a bumper sticker that says, screw it, let's ride. I got my answer. So I'm going with this. I go like, what is this in there? Oh my God! Really? And then I go, screw it. It's like, it makes sense. So then I start imagining everybody looking at me with this attitude, like, you know, screw it, let's ride, whatever, you know, whatever. So
there
I don't
you go.
Know. Never mind. I'm having my own trip in here. Anyway,
you
thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you guys, I'm glad. Here's the deal. You know, we all want love and abundance. We all have challenges in different parts of our life, some in all, some in one, or whatever. And I know James and Tisha, I know you guys got a heavy plate this morning, and it sounds like Lourdes, who's a dean in a college, does as well. So, you know, let's just, I'm going to say a prayer, and you guys want to add to it, great. Because my intention today is I have a challenge with a person that I coach, and he's got a little bit sloppy, and it's affecting me, and I go, okay, let me just have a chat with him because I think I can work that out. But the other thing is I want to create a lot of, for people that are angel coaches, I want to create a great business for help you guys create a great business and make things happen. And working all together, we can. And we've got a forum to do that with. And I just to give you guys a heads up, on the 26th of this month, I am teaching on how to connect with your higher power, your angels, your guides, and get your questions answered. Because is anybody on the show ever not gotten their question answered? And they're like, why isn't this happening? I've prayed for this, and it's just not happening. Sound familiar? I know it does. And there's a reason why. There's a reason or reasons why that's not happening. I'm going to teach this class on the 26th. I hope you guys, we've talked about it. I hope you guys will all be there. And because you want to be able to have a guide or an angel that you can work with, a higher part of you, God, whoever you call it. And then also I'm doing how to run a spiritual business. And how to own and operate and create a spiritual business. Because the few people that I coach, and men and women, with that, you know, they like intuition and this meeting's going to go well because I see this. But before they can do that, they need to have a real strong business plan, a DMO, daily method of operation, how they build a business and what they need to do. Because if you're only talking to them about I'm going to share this. If you're only talking to them about I see this or feel this and you yourself don't have a successful business, it doesn't work. It needs to get the intuition, the psychic ability, along with putting real nuts and bolts in there that people need to own a business and operate a business needs to be done as well. Vicki talked a lot about that, I think, on Thursday night. So if you guys haven't listened to the show, you should go back and listen to it. It's amazing because she got knocked down a few times. I know Keisha has. I know James has. I know I have. And, you know, what keeps us going, right? There's a reason. And Keisha gave me some great advice yesterday. Thank you, Keisha. And so let's say a prayer. Say a little prayer and let's make things happen and or create things. So I'm going to start. Anybody wants to pitch in? Cool, no problem. So dear God, dear angels, dear soul family, that's all of us on here. Thank you for being here with us today. Thank you, Causal Plane, for being here with us. And thank you, a higher part of ourselves, for always being here. Thank you for the degree of abundance that we're all reading, or most of us are reading, because I know it's making a difference with me, and I appreciate it. I know it's making a difference for others. Help us to create the prosperity in every area of our lives, in love, money, in all that we do, and all that we are. And help us to be to hold ourselves high, and to be keep our vibration high. Because when we have a high vibration, and we have a great love for you, who is our the God goddess of our understanding, then all things are possible. And we say, amen. And so it is. Does anybody want to add to that? Go ahead. Amen. So it is. That's all I'm gonna say.
Amen.
All right. Okay,
yep.
Guys. Amen. See you on Thursday, everybody. Lots of love. By the way, 30-day post,
day.
James, people are posting on the facebook.com/angelcoaches. Go there because we've got a great show tonight about animal totems, animal guides, and also numbers. Some of you guys are seeing numbers. Some of you told me about a number they were seeing yesterday, 11. I don't remember who it was, but it was. I wrote it down. So if you're seeing significant numbers consistently, then listen to the show tonight at 7:30 p.m., and I'll go over it with you. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great now. We will see you Thursday. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Take care. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.